This is the Publix Radio. I'm James Baumgartner. Originally built in 1929, the Providence National Bank building was demolished in 2005 to make way for a residential tower that was never built. All that's left now is an empty facade, one brick wall on Weybosset Street, propped up by steel struts. Instead of windows, the facade has five panels that feature a new mural every year. This year's mural was painted by Michelle Perez. It features giant, bright orange koi fish held aloft by people riding bicycles and skateboards on a cool blue background. For Artscape this week, we hear from Michelle as she's putting the finishing touches on her painting. She says she was inspired by summertime in Providence.
Having people in the streets, having kind of sound and movement kind of return to the streets after a long winter, you know. And so I kind of wanted to also take inspiration from water fire. So I took inspiration from the koi fish lanterns that they take down the canals in the summers. But instead of being upheld by kayakers, I thought of the people on bicycles and on skateboards and everything that kind of return to the streets in the summer, bring life back into the streets. Yeah, I drew each panel individually, just the drawing without the color. And then last Monday night, I came here with my friend slash assistant, and we hooked up a projector to the other side of the street. And one by one, went in with spray paint cans and sketched everything out pretty quickly. Had to accommodate for all the cars coming by, all the RIPTA buses, all the people walking in front of the projector, you know. So it was a fun night, I have to say. I work a lot in contrasting colors. So I definitely wanted to play with, like, making sure the fish stands out enough in the background, having all of the warmth in terms of color, the kind of, like, fieriness concentrated on the fish, and then have everything else be a little cooler. In contrast, kind of more like water-like, you know. I think also when I was putting the color in the figures, I wanted them to kind of be in silhouette as if the sun is setting a little bit, you know. So I definitely wanted it to read as nighttime as well. My main focus with this mural and with drawing it is to kind of portray that sense of motion, to kind of take advantage of the fact that there are five separate panels, but to maintain a fluidity and motion throughout instead of treating them each as separate pieces. I think you come in with a plan, but you also have to be open to changing on the fly in terms of what comes to you, what looks good on the wall, because you kind of learn, now this is my second mural that I've ever done, is that the drawing that you have on your small screen, you know, on an iPad or a piece of paper is kind of different once you blow it up, and you have to adjust as you are painting to kind of fit the scale of it. When you step back, how does it look from a distance? How does it look close up? How does it look to people who are just walking right past it? I think all of that comes into play as you're painting it. My favorite part of doing murals is the opportunity to talk to people, to talk to strangers, to kind of interact more with people who own local businesses. I think this has just been a kind of a great opportunity to get to know the neighborhood a little bit more. I had the owner of the Custom House Tavern come by on his bicycle and pose in front of the first panel as if he was the inspiration for it. He kind of wanted us to stage a little picture for him, so that was kind of nice. I like that as you unintentionally come across it and unintentionally interact with it. I think especially for the kind of work that I do, I'm so used to it living online or kind of on smaller spaces and smaller scales, interacting with people who, yeah, have to directly come across it. So I think what I love about public art and about mural painting is that interaction with the everyday that a piece has with everyday people or with the environment around it that I really appreciate, and that is a real difference from the kind of art that I usually do.
The facade on Weybosset is curated by The Avenue Concept, which produces public art in various locations across Providence. The mural will be on display for the next 12 months. For the Publix Radio, I'm James Baumgartner.